Alola.
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 Hello, everyone. Welcome to the fourth episode of Alola from Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. I'm your host, SBJ, and I have Micah.
Alola.
And I have Irene.
Hi.
And we are here to talk about our journey through Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. We are starting off on Akala Island after taking the Mantine surf people there.
Yeah.
And so if you're new to this, people.
Mantine people?
Oh, yeah, they're not really people in Pokemon. If you're new to this, welcome. We're done with Mele Mele Island, so we are going to be talking about Akala Island all the way up to Gladion. Hopefully that's not spoiler in itself, but that's what this episode is planned for. And this is a mini-series we've been doing daily, so hopefully you've been enjoying. If you missed the last three episodes, they're available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Not Spotify. We're not there yet. One day.
There aren't podcasts on Spotify.
There definitely are.
They're in, like, invite only.
Yeah, so like, I'll hold my words.
We're not good enough for that, is what we're saying. Spotify, please! SoundCloud is what I meant to say. And so we are going to kick things off. Of course, again, I say this every episode, but this is not a normal episode of It's Super Effective. If you're looking for that, we will resume normal episodes when we're done with this mini-series. So hopefully you are enjoying this as you go. Hopefully you're listening to it, not being spoiled. I think we're going slower than everyone else. So everyone's probably beating the game by now.
Probably.
And we're probably just very far behind. But let's start off. We arrive at Akala Island on our Tines. And we land on a newly formed beach that wasn't there before.
Correct.
And How is excited about some Puka Muka.
Yeah.
Is that Puka
Muku?
Puku Muku?
Puku Muku.
I don't know. The little sea slugs. The sea slugs.
Spiky sleep.
Shoot their.
Spiky. I almost said spiky sea slugs.
Sea slugs.
And they spit out their insides.
Triple S. Spiky sea slugs.
Yeah.
Alliteration.
We are said to hello to. That's not a sentence by.
That's close.
Olivia and Mallow.
Yeah.
You need a shirt? You still don't have a shirt for that lab coat or whatever she says to Kukui?
That was a good bit of commentary, yeah.
It was largely the same, though, right?
Yep.
Like, this was pretty much
Lana
the same.
Lana was there before.
It was
three of them.
No.
This time it was Lana was missing.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of the anime then when they all say hello. No, I'm
pretty
not.
Sure
no.
I'm pretty sure it was Olivia and Mallow because it was
yeah,
always those two.
I have
together.
My book and I just did this
the
part.
Book?
Yeah, I have
really?
My guidebook
Lana's
from
missing?
Last time, and it was just
where am I
yeah,
thinking?
Because she says, make sure you'll see my friend Lana later.
I thought all three were there.
It's because Olivia and Mallow are the OTP.
I must be confusing the game with some fan fiction I read. The
possible,
yeah, probably, most likely that was the case.
Stop mocking me.
We just read a ton of fan fiction prep for this.
Speaking of fan fiction, we find Dexio and Cinna.
That's true.
Standing outside there. They're
can we pause for a minute? Because there's something that happens before this
sure,
that
sure.
I need to address.
Okay.
Did you either of you go into the travel agency when you got there?
No.
I think I did, but because I'm farther in my copy of Sun, I've kind of not been talking to NPCs to save dialogue and whatnot. But
okay.
Let me hear it.
There is an old man and a young kid in the corner of the travel agency. And when you talk to them, they're having a conversation amongst themselves. And the old man is saying, back in Johto, there's a guy who makes Pokeballs, and he's a
Kurt.
Pokeball smith.
Kurt, by the way, Irene. Kurt.
And he does say his name is Kurt.
Oh, spoiler,
and
I knew
then,
it.
And then the kid says, I don't believe this. I thought they were all manufactured at the factory in Kalos. And he says, Kurt makes special balls. And the kid turns to you, and he says, do you believe this or whatever? And the old guy then says, have you heard of the GS ball?
Uh-huh.
He says,
what?
It is what some people call the greatest Smith's ball, or some people call it the gold silver ball.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, it's up to you to determine within yourself what it really means. And then he gives you a premier ball. And I was very upset.
What?
What? Well, I did hear that there was more lore on the GS ball. which was the ball originally designed for Celebi, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't that the whole premise of it?
I think so. They didn't. They never talked about it. Is this not the first time that they've mentioned it in like 20 years or something?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not fully versed in the GS ball lore, but to hit on some relevant news, there's not a lot to talk about in this episode, but to hit on some relevant news, they just showed Dawn Wing Necrozma and Dusk Main Necrozma in the TCG.
Oh, okay.
And they're considered Ultra Beast.
Oh.
Necrozma, from my understanding, is not an Ultra Beast. The Beast Ball doesn't work on Necrozma.
I don't remember how I caught it in the original one.
Well, let me tell you.
I thought because it's in the same like run of the post game. Should we be talking about this?
Well, I mean, we're talking about Sun and Moon right now.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming if you are a fan of Pokemon and you're listening to this mini series, you've probably played Sun and Moon. If not, it is a spoiler to a year long game. Also, I mean, Necrozma's been in every single promotional poster.
It's true. That Looker quest though culminated into
Necrozma. But I don't remember her name. Abra? No.
Kadabra?
I can't remember her name. Oh my gosh. No, none of this. Anyways,
Yabba Dabba Doo.
The chick that's in charge of Looker. When Looker says, wait, there's one more Ultra Beast after Guzzlord, she says, no, that's impossible. We've caught them all, or we've contained them all.
Yeah.
And then Looker goes, never mind. I thought I saw it flying over 10 Carat Hill, but never mind. And you get there, and it's Necrozma. We've had this huge debate on the It's Super Effective, so trust me when I'm right in this.
Oh, okay. Because
Will was on my side. Al was wrong.
Okay.
But it comes down to
that's a scenario I can believe. So.
You get there and you can use a beast ball on it, but it's not effective. Okay. And I think he even says, or somebody even says, don't use a beast ball. It won't work.
Got it.
Anyways, you can't use a beast ball on Necrozma. Necrozma has been classified on sites as being a legendary Pokemon, not an Ultra Beast, from the pure fact of you can't catch it in a beast ball.
Okay.
And also, all the Ultra Beasts have Beast Boosts.
So how does this factor into the GS ball?
Okay, hold on. All the Ultra Beasts, every single one, has Beast Boosts, right? As an ability.
Okay.
Necrozma does not.
Okay.
So Necrozma doesn't have Beast Boosts, can't be caught in a Beast Ball. But the TCG is clarifying it as an Ultra Beast. But Solgaleo and Lunala, also not Ultra Beasts, from my understanding.
Right.
But when you bring up the GS ball, I feel like they might be retconning some stuff. Like, they might be adjusting some stuff. Like, the TCG is not out of touch with Pokemon. They're not going to accidentally misclassify something.
No, I mean,
maybe they have in the past, but
I'm sure that's probably right. But I guess I don't understand the relation between.
The relation is that there might be adjusting things that have been kind of set in stone or have, like, been correcting it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The GS
are you
ball,
telling me that I'm going to get a GS ball or no?
No, no. I can't tell you.
Then I'm still upset.
I'm just knowing that because now the GS ball stuff has come up. This is the first time they've mentioned it in 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because maybe they're not scared of fixing things in the past.
Yeah.
Maybe they're fixing, fixing is a bad word because I don't think Necrozma needs fixing, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're reclassifying Necrozma at this point because of this game. Maybe they're reclassifying the GS ball at this point because of this game.
Yeah.
Maybe there are other things that they might be reclassifying. I'm not sure.
I just want one. I just want a GS ball.
Speaking of things being reclassified, Dexio and Sinnoh are from X and Y.
Good segue.
They keep popping up. It's the same. It's, from my understanding, the same interaction.
I think so.
Irina's a really good Dexio-Sinnoh story.
I don't know about really good, but what happened was I was talking to them and Dexio asked if I wanted to battle and I said no. And he said, oh, okay, we'll come back whenever you want to, I guess. So I walked away and then I walked back up to them and instead I talked to Sinnoh and she was like, hey, do you want to battle me instead? And I was like, sure.
What?
So I didn't even battle Dexio. I just battled Cinna.
That's funny.
I battled Dexio.
I battled Dexio too, but I was streaming it and I joked about on stream. I was like, what if I just said no?
Yeah.
And they were like, do it. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to bat. Because he's just going to make me battle him anyways.
Yeah.
That's what I thought would happen. So I was.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I said no and I battled Cinna instead. I did not.
Oh my gosh. You have all these good like alternatives.
Dexio had a Mime Jr. and an Espeon.
Yes.
Did she have an Umbreon?
Oh my gosh.
I think she might have had a Vapor, a Glaceon.
Jolteon watch?
I think Larian? It was a Glaceon.
It was a Sylveon?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Glaceon.
Mm. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Micah, what did they do in X and Y besides exist and you battled them a couple times?
I don't remember at all.
People love these two characters.
They absolutely do. And I feel really out of the loop because I don't remember them at all.
Aren't they the fashionable people?
I mean, they're very fashionable in Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
City? What was the big city in X and Y?
Castellia? No, that's Black and White. Paris is the big city in X and Y.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. But just like every old character Pokemon brings back, they don't do anything. Red and Blue don't do anything. I guarantee you when we get to the Battle Agency, Cyrus and Maxie and Archie, they won't do anything.
From what I understand from like briefly reading this over, they're just those like assistant characters where they're like kind of an assistant to the professor and an assistant to in terms of their assisting the story moving forward.
They don't assist anything though.
So like, well,
you're talking about Cinna, in X and Y.
Yes. Cinna gives you the Kalos Pokedex. I don't know. Dexio tells you about friendship. I don't know. They're like the second fiddle players.
But were they Sycamore's assistants then? If they gave you the Pokedex? I would assume.
I guess they like worked with Sycamore.
We're getting a lot of corrections on this.
I am vaguely remembering this as I'm reading over
it. They're not that important in this game though. They weren't important in Sun and Moon, I should say.
Yeah.
On your way to the Cowboy City, I never know what the city's called. Cowboyville. Texas.
Paniola.
Tennessee.
Yes.
Paniola Town.
Salt Lake City.
Pennsylvania.
Utah.
Pennsylviola.
Old Western Town.
How does say, I feel like I'm in an old Western.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He does. But before you get to Cowboyville, there's a new area off the beaten path, which is Pikachu Valley. Yes.
I had to circle back and go back to this place.
Now, I actually had this spoiled for myself because I tried to scan the QR code from I Choose You, the movie card, before I got to the second island, and it said, you can only scan this once you get to the second island. So the first thing I did when I got there was scan it, and it said, okay, go pick up your item from Pikachu Valley. And I went, okay.
How's that
a
spoiler?
Now I know that's a thing.
They showed that in the trailer.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's like in all the trailers.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've only seen one trailer for this game, and I don't even remember what it was.
No, it's in
a poster.
It's in a variety of trailers, but I didn't spend much time in there, personally, because I know you can get like a hat from it, I think.
And a shirt. That's what I got.
There's a Pikachu quiz that if you get all five answers right, you get a hat and a shirt that are a Pikachu hat and shirt.
Can you take the quiz again?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it different items?
Oh, I don't know if it's different items the second time around.
It's the same questions. She was like, I don't have any new questions for you, but you can take it again if you want.
Hmm.
She did say when I completed it the first time, though, come back again and come back and take it again, implying like maybe in the future there will be more. I feel like there's got to be like a full Pikachu set, right?
There's also the trailer where if you like try to go in, a Pikachu comes out.
Yes.
I did it like four times.
And then if you talk to the guy, he goes, I don't know how many Pikachu are in there, but I saw four come out. One, two, three. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Four Pikachu. Ha, ha, ha.
I was watching a Pokemon streamer. I was watching a Pokemon streamer hero, IRL, who was playing through the game, and his friend who he was talking to off stream said that they were trying to see if there was some secret to it, and they got up to 500 Pikachu came out of that trailer. and still nothing had changed.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it's if anything ever changes, but I mean, at 500, I feel like it's pretty unlikely that
not 1,000,
maybe 1,000. I don't know.
How long did what's the hour count on 500?
I don't know.
Like 60 minutes, 2 hours?
I mean, 60 minutes is 1 hour.
It's pretty quick. Like, yeah, it's a pretty quick little cutscene. But you can get, if you do scan the QR code, you can get your Ash Hat Pikachu from the movie from here.
Okay. And from my understanding, you cannot evolve Ash Hat Pikachu.
I don't know yet.
That's what people have told me.
Yeah,
you can't
evolve
it.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
You can also, there are Pikachu all over that you can interact with. And there were, we've seen these previously in the game, like in earlier areas where there are random Pokemon that you can play with and play peekaboo with and spin and whatever. And they'll just like, I don't know, be happy. And if you try to leave, then they'll try to follow you. You can do that with every Pikachu here, but there's one in specific that if you do that with, it will give you the Pikachinium Z.
Oh.
Or however you pronounce it.
That's cool.
Ash Pikachu Z Crystal.
So in Sun and Moon, you got that from the guy next to the lighthouse by Olivia's house, if I recall.
Okay, I believe you.
I remember that.
You also get a frame for your photo album for like visiting for
the
first time.
Oh, I did get that. You don't have to do anything. You just visit and they're like, welcome, here's a frame. And I was like, oh, you must have... I peaced out.
I stuck around for a little bit. It was pretty cute. I liked it.
So you battle how when you
get
to Cabo.
Oh. Did you guys go over to the hotel?
I went in and Lily was like, oh, I wanted to go to the ruins, but Team Skull was there, so I'm here.
She also said she was meeting someone there.
Which is the same. That was the same as Sun and Moon. Yeah.
I don't remember who it was that she met. Probably Gladion, right?
I don't know, because I did this out of order. I went up and I did all of the stuff. Like, I went past the nursery and I went over there and I battled Hal. But before that, I mean, and after that, I turned around because Steve asked me about Pikachu Valley and I was like, what? And so I turned around and I went back and then I went to the hotel and there was the sad bellhop that was outside.
Yeah, I saw him too.
You talked to him
about
how he wanted to work at the other.
Yeah, he said, there's two hotels on this island. Which one do you think is the best? It's up to you to decide. And then he, like, turns around and sighs. And if you talk to him and say, like, what's wrong? He says, I really wanted to work at the other one, but I got rejected. And I really want to chase my dream of working at a fancier hotel, but I feel like I'd let this person down.
Yeah. And then I went inside and talked to the manager. And the manager was like, what's going on? And you can tell him about the bellhop and the bell, and then he's all, oh, that's so sad. Well, if you show them a Magmar, then something will happen.
Side quest.
Yeah. And so I was sad because I didn't have a Magmar. I was like, where am I supposed to get one of those?
Interesting.
So, yeah. So I'm going to do that whenever I find
a
Magmar.
I'll add that to my magical side quest list that I don't have in the game.
Speaking of Magmar, there is a house with a million Magmar in the cowboy town.
And there are stickers in it.
Yes, there are stickers in the house. I know the Magmars existed in that house in Sun and Moon. Mm-hmm. I forgot about it.
They give you an item, too. I don't remember what it is.
Magmarium Z.
Nope, that's not it. It's like a held item or something.
Yeah, yeah. Battle How, Cowboy Town. I don't know if there's much else in Cowboy Town, but right inside Cowboy Town, off to the side, Team Skull is there, and they're being bullies to an Alolan Vulpix, which seems to have just one golden bottle cap, I think.
From what it sounds like. They just say that it's a bottle cap that it's got. Was it... Who's playing Moon?
Me. Well, I'm playing
both. Was it
both.
An Alolan Vulpix for you?
It wasn't even... They weren't even doing anything when I went over there.
Yeah, oh. I'm assuming for Irene, and when I get to that on Moon, it's going to be an Alolan Sandshrew.
Yeah.
Because Vulpix is exclusive
to
Sun.
I'm assuming, but when I went over there the first time, they weren't doing... They were just like...
Yeah, there's like an old woman, I think. It's her Vulpix.
I don't think it's hers. She's just like, they're harassing this Vulpix.
Oh, okay.
Because then when you beat them, it's the standard.
It's
this
A and
early
B.
Game.
No, it's the girl. It's Grunt A, and then it's
the girl.
Girl, which I don't
girl
know if
Grunt.
She has like a letter
C. I don't know.
Girl C, girl G.
Very easy battle. One Pokemon. It's like the early Team Skull battles are all pretty easy. But then when you beat them, the Vulpix runs off and she says, oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that comes into play a little bit later, but we can maybe talk about
Team Skull
later.
Or the Vulpix. Oh, okay. And then you continue along the path to get to Lana's trial, which we're not talking about. But on the way to the path, we get our first double battle, finally.
The twins.
Yeah.
The twins. Yeah, they're great. Well, those are the twins that get real excited when they lose. They throw their hands up in there.
Yeah.
Like, we lost! I don't know.
That's me, IRL.
And then on this path, we see some new Pokemon. We have Mudbrays. We have Lillipups. We have Fomantises. Nothing too exciting.
I saw a Mareep.
Yeah, I caught a Mareep. I always think Mareep is the
Ultra, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. I always think Mareep is the rarest Pokemon in the world.
Yeah,
because of Pokemon Go.
Yes,
but it's a little bit rare here, but it's not.
And it's Ampharos eventually, and Ampharos is sweet.
Yeah, Ampharos is great. And then that all leads up to meeting Gladeon, which we have the Hoenn and Gladeon interaction.
OTP.
It's still everything on the way though is still pretty much the same. Like you encounter Mallow, you get the in the farm.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I missed the farm. Yeah.
You get the
Ride Pager.
Herdier.
Herdier.
Oh, who is it?
Stoutland
Ride Pager.
I didn't even walk into the farm. She handed me the pager and I just continued walking. I didn't use Stoutland at all.
There's a sticker in there, but you can't get it till you can use a fishing rod or something.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I mean, like, again, I'm playing through Sun very fast just to talk. And so, like, I know, like, NPCs will have side quests and cool moments, but, like, I'm kind of saving that for stream.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing that one so slow anyway.
Yeah.
Gladeon beats Hoenn, because everyone beats Hoenn, of course.
He's already beaten him when you walk up, right?
Yes, yes. Gladeon is very upset that Hoenn had fun in the battle.
Yeah.
Which, again, this is the same as Sun and Moon, but I just think their dynamic is really funny, because I like Gladeon a lot as a character.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the Sun and Moon characters a lot, just because they have a lot of depth. Like, for example, all Gladeon's Pokemon evolve via friendship.
Right.
Which is, Gladeon clearly does not care about his Pokemon at the beginning and near the end. He does.
Right.
And Guzma's the same way, has a lot of character and everything that develops at the end. So does Plumeria and whatnot. I didn't have a terrible time with Gladeon. He was pretty standard for me. Nothing standing out. I don't know what you guys thought, though.
Did you have a rough time?
No, I'm making a face because I was looking at Gladeon and Hoenn fan art.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
But what about the Cinna and Dexio fan art?
What? I didn't look any up.
I'm sure there are.
It's got to be.
I was super confused about Zubat at first.
Yeah.
In the Gladeon battle.
So in the original Sun and Moon, when you encounter Gladeon at this point, he's got a Zubat and type Null. But when you encounter him here, what does he have?
He has a Zorua.
But it's a Zubat.
That's a Zubat. But
he throws
like,
out the Zubat.
And I was like, oh, crap. I don't have anything to use against this. Just kidding. It's a Zubat. But I don't think whatever I did was effective. And so then it changed into Zorua. And I was
it's really good.
Shocked by it.
This,
I was very confused.
Gen 5 Pokemon here really coming full circle.
I was very confused, too, because the model for Zorua, I wasn't like, I don't remember it looking as
cute.
I guess I don't know what term I would use, but it looked like a doll to me.
It looks
and I was
softer.
Like, what is this like a this zoo? Did he like throw out this Zorua doll to block my attack or what?
See,
it took me like a good 50 seconds to realize that it was actually a Zorua.
This hasn't thrown me off because I've had a Zorua on both my teams in both games.
Yeah,
since the beginning, and it has thrown me off so often just playing the game where I'll like, okay, I have to battle this, but I'm gonna throw out like my Murkrow because my Murkrow is just my buffer Pokemon to like set up my next Pokemon. It's like, oh man, I meant to send out Zorua and I sent out Murkrow. God, it's been Zorua! Like, it throws me off every single time, and like, I get so worked up because it's like, I didn't mean to send out Charjabug. Oh, wait, no, this is Zorua. Every single time.
It sounds like a terrible experience.
It's a little frustrating, and it always gets me. Gladeon, though, wasn't too difficult, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it was fine.
He does that question thing, though, before he asks, where he's like, are you so-and-so? And you can say, like,
maybe who's asking, no, I'm not, or like who?
You can also say yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think if you say yeah, he's like, oh, you're foolish. You shouldn't have told me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And then if you say...
I said, who? And he said, you're smart to be on edge or whatever.
Yeah, if you say no, who, or if you say who's asking or something, the middle one, he also says, oh, you're smarter than you look.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Well, thanks.
And Hal's back there like, I'm just having fun.
He's like dancing. He's like, I lost Pokemon Center time.
I'm just here to have a good time.
I got his phone number at least. Gladion, let me text you. Raichu's coming soon. but after you beat Gladion, Team Skull comes up. And then Gladion's like, don't waste your time. I'm better than you guys. And you guys can't beat this dude.
Yeah. Aside from, like, the Pokemon changeup, I think this was pretty much also the same.
Yeah, I think so. And it, and then Team Skull goes, like, you're dead weight. And Gladion's like, no, you're dead weight. And it's like, oh, your organization is a bunch of five-year-olds.
Yeah. Correct.
Bunch of kids over here doing their thing. But I think that's it. I think that's where we will stop. So far, I mean, besides starting off the island a little different, the GS Ball thing and Pikachu Valley, it's been back to same old, same old.
Yeah.
So things will change up, especially during and after Lana's trial. So that will be our next episode. And because they say both hello and goodbye is Alola, then Alola.
Alola. Alola.
Alola.
It's Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.